USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are demanding answers about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We must find out exactly how many Americans President Biden left behind. We must find out how much military equipment President Biden left to the Taliban.
During a House hearing on the defense budget, Alabama Republican Mike Rogers calling the withdrawal of the remaining U.S. troops disastrous. He accused President Biden of overseeing a huge blunder. Mississippi's governor says Hurricane Ida brought significant damage throughout the state.
It's less in terms of severity on any one specific point, much more about the size and the scope of the storm.
Currently, Republican Governor Tate Reeves says around 37,000 households are without power statewide, which he says is down from 136,000 at the peak of the storm. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Missouri is launching a lawsuit against school districts that are enforcing mask mandates on their students. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says the lawsuit isn't seeking to stop kids from wearing masks in schools if it's a parent's choice.
If you're a parent and you want to send your kid to school with a mask on, this wouldn't prohibit that. It's just saying that the government forcing the masking of five-year-olds all day long shouldn't be something that we encourage. In fact, it should be something to stop because it's not based on science.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention releasing data that shows an average of 330 children were admitted to the hospital with COVID-19 every day last week. A new Texas abortion law that bars a procedure after approximately 6 weeks of pregnancy took effect today, after the Supreme Court didn't act on an emergency request by clinics and abortion rights advocates to block it. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Treatment of women by the Taliban has been highly controversial. They sometimes face public flogging and execution for violation of the Taliban's laws. The Taliban also, in many cases, is encouraging marriage for girls under the age of 16. Zarifa Hadidi escaped Afghanistan after the Taliban murdered her father. She tells Fox News the nightmare is just beginning for women in Afghanistan.
Well, you know, as we can all see, the Taliban are back in control in Afghanistan, and you know, the country is in chaos as people are fleeing, and we are worried that, you know, people that lived under the harsh Taliban regime and between 1996 to 2001. And those rules and harsh treatments of women are coming back.
The coronavirus is forcing an iconic rock band to postpone their tour.
Rock band Kiss has postponed more dates on its End of the Road tour after frontman Gene Simmons tested positive for COVID-19. According to a statement from the band, Simmons is experiencing mild symptoms. His bandmate Paul Stanley tested positive last week, prompting the initial batch of postponements. The band and their crew, who are all vaccinated, are quarantining for the next 10 days. And hope to resume their tour on September 9th in Irvine, California. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.